If you've ever tried to have a conversation in the comment section on Facebook, you know it can go downhill real fast. But our guest says there's one place on Facebook where conversation, community, and sharing is thriving, and that's Facebook groups. There are Facebook groups for lots of different purposes, hobby or interest-based, support groups, location-based. Here's a few Wisconsin groups. There are Women Hiking Wisconsin, Abandoned Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rut Report, Wisconsin Cat Enthusiast Group. You get the picture. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a member in some of these groups, maybe private groups on Facebook? If so, why? Do you comment and interact, or you just enjoy reading? Do you find it a more positive experience than most of the internet? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Anne Helen Peterson is a senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She wrote the piece, "These Women Are Only on Facebook for the Groups." Anne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get into the groups, part of the reason behind your story is what's going on the rest of social media. It can be pretty ugly, right? Especially for women participating in the world.
Yeah, I think a lot of women experience social media as a place of toxicity, of, arguing or targeting or being afraid of, saying the wrong thing or of other people saying things that you find offensive or racist or sexist, that sort of thing.
Now, talk about these Facebook groups for people who haven't used them, whether they're Facebook users or not. What are they? How do they work?
Yeah, so they're actually, not that old, like only really in the last 4 or 5 years. And there's a number of different types of groups. So you can have totally open, like anyone can find, anyone can join. You can have ones that like you can search for it and then ask to join. That's oftentimes called a private group. And then you can have totally secret ones and they can be any size. So there are groups out there that are millions of people large. Like there's one called Dog Spotting that's all about posting dogs that you've seen in the wild. There's like very specific rules. Like it can't be a dog that you've ever seen before. It has to be a stranger to you. And then there are groups that are just like 4 or 5 people and function, similarly to something like a group text or an email chain, where it's really just people who know each other well and are sharing information and links and comments and support.
And this is basically a completely reverse idea from what social media has been in the past. Like Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, used to say in the past, hey, privacy is over. This is this great world where we're all sharing with everybody. And now more recently he said, hey, private conversations, that's the wave of the future. This is a different approach, right?
Yeah, I think he recognized, well, a lot of things. I think he recognized some of the ways that Facebook was being manipulated for harm, but also he realized that people were engaging with Facebook, not in the way that maybe he had previously imagined, which was like you press home and then you scroll through your newsfeed. It was more that people were going directly to these groups and that's where they were spending time or commenting or liking. And so now the algorithm has actually shifted a bit. So if you are part of these groups and you log onto Facebook, people tell me that they find that like their feed is almost entirely their group. So it dominates the feed now.
I want to bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Amanda is with us in Stevens Point. Amanda, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Are you in a group?
I belong to several private groups that are geared towards stepmoms.
And what kind of rules do they have? A big part of Anne's story is how they maintain decent civil behavior amongst group members. What kind of things are there, Amanda?
Well, the moderators, they definitely stay on top of the group discussions. One of them has a rule where you can't, no ranting. You have to be there to ask advice. There is quite frequently, when you're talking about family dynamics, of course, discussions can get rather heated and there are quite a few times where discussions, like the comments will get turned off or, and posts will just be entirely deleted the moderators say, well, we will talk to them personally.
Hmm.
So.
And Amanda, I want to ask before we let you go, do you feel like you've gotten good advice either by asking questions or reading other people's questions and answers?
I definitely feel I have. I've connected with several other stepmoms and been able to, being in a blended family, it can, there's things like family law that you just have to, you have to educate yourself on. And I feel like, you know, as a group, we are able to do that.
Amanda, thank you so much for sharing that. And that illustrates some of the points you bring up in how these things are run and controlled. Some of them have rules about avoiding hostility or arguments or judgment. Can you talk about some of the things you've seen?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the caller's example is a really great example of how these things are valuable, because oftentimes you might not know a ton of other stepmoms, right? You want a lot of specific advice about the ins and outs of being a stepmom, both, you know, in terms of emotion, psychology, legal stuff, all sorts of things. And, you know, I think that sometimes if we do ask people that we are close with or know in person, there's some extra emotional baggage that becomes part of that conversation. Whereas these people are effectively strangers, you might become close to them through a group, but they can give you advice that is outside of that other part of your relationship. And I think people really appreciate that.
Thanks for that call, Amanda. We're talking to Ann Helen Peterson from BuzzFeed News, talking about Facebook groups. Many people see them as a positive alternative to the nastiness you could find elsewhere on Facebook or all over the internet. Back to your calls now. Carolyn is with us in Lancaster. Carolyn, hi.
Hi. I was just calling to say that I have had a super positive experience in Facebook groups. I'm actually in not just like a Facebook group for a webcomic I like, but I'm in a whole series of groups for people who like this webcomic, Akewood, and that has subdivisions for talking about recipes we like, even a specific Instant Pot group, or talking about our cats, or craft projects we're working on, all sorts of things, just for people who like this webcomic.
Wow. And Carolyn, have you been in comic-related comment groups elsewhere online, outside of these controlled groups? And if so, what have you seen there?
This is really the only one I'm in. Mm. This is really the only one I like.
Gotcha.
But it is really environment, and one of the more interesting aspects of it.
Your line broke up a little there, Carolyn, and I want to bring Anne back in on that. A positive environment for a woman, a community built around comics, that might sound almost utopian for people who have experienced some web conversations about comics or other issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially on places like Twitter, there is just an animosity and a vitriol and a real misogyny that's directed towards women who enter into these traditionally male fan spaces. And the combination of having moderators in these groups and also just having people who want to make it into a positive space, that it allows the groups to thrive. And I love the caller pointed out all the subgroups. This is something that happens a lot, is you'll have a main group that is around an idea, whether it's like dogs or a podcast. Podcasts actually have huge, huge Facebook groups. And then they subdivide according to interest or identity. And you can be in a ton of these groups. So you could be in one for single moms, but you could also be in one for Instant Pot recipes.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Kylie is with us in Sparta. Kylie, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about?
I have started a group on Facebook called Perspective. And I started it probably about 2 years ago, in hopes of learning more about how people think differently. And I wish it would go a little bit better, because there's not a lot of commenting going on yet, but it's very interesting to just try and have conversations instead of just people getting mad at each other. If you see, you know, a news story or something, and then, you know, people just, while they're, whoever's posting it, you can kind of see which way they are thinking. So I try and do a variety. So it's not just my way of thinking to try and get people talking.
Kylie, thank you so much. Good luck as you work on that and hopefully get more people participating there. So that's pretty ambitious, Anne.
Yeah, you know, I think the hard thing right now with our political environment is that if you are trying to start conversations that are explicitly trying to start conversation, right, that oftentimes people are like, I don't want to go there, right? It's like when someone posts on their own Facebook profile, like, let's talk about the different sides, or let's talk about our president, or let's talk about the Democratic primary. Whereas the magical thing that I've seen about groups is that you do end up having these really intense and thoughtful conversations that do touch on the more fraught political and cultural issues. It's just that the conversations get started around this other item or identity or common, you know, appreciation. And so you get into these very intimate conversations, but you have to, you know, you have a different place of access instead of just being like, let's talk about politics.
And in just our last minute or so, Facebook kind of stumbled onto this. Are you worried that they will ruin it in the future?
Well, I think people are already worried about that just in terms of like, you know, what kind of information that they are gleaning from us. Like, even though you are on Facebook and you consider it a private or a secret group, like, Facebook already knows all of that information. And I think a lot of people are frustrated, too, that Facebook is one of the few places where you can form these communities at this moment. The other thing that is worth mentioning and considering is that some Facebook groups can become echo chambers where misinformation, whether it's about, you know, flat earth society or vaccines, can also be propagated. So it's not always just a positive thing.
Anne, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Anne Helen Peterson, senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She wrote the piece we've been talking about, These Women Are Only on Facebook for the Groups. Still time for you to share your experiences if you've participated in, or as Kylie did, created your own Facebook group. What kind of group? How is it moderated? Did it work at keeping a civil, lively conversation without some of the nastiness you can see on the internet sometime? You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.